conservation officials and environmental advocates are cracking down on wildlife trafficking. As WABE's Molly Samuel reports, they unveiled a public campaign at the airport today.
The illegal wildlife trade is pretty broad. It includes ivory, rhino horns, shark fins, and sea turtle shells. Live animals get trafficked too. Reptiles, tropical fish, birds.
There's people who are sort of professional smugglers.
Peter Knights heads the group WildAid. He says regular people unintentionally support trafficking too.
There's the person going abroad on vacation. They see a product. They say, oh, that looks cool.
WildAid, along with the U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service, will use social media and ads to tell people to be careful with what they buy. If it looks like something made from a wild animal, Knight says, avoid it. In the atrium of Hartsfield-Jackson today, wildlife inspector Charles Quick showed examples.
This is a rhinoceros briefcase made from a white rhinoceros.
Quick says in Atlanta, they see a lot of sea turtle eggs brought in from the Caribbean and
hunting trophies. We see a lot of hunting trophies in Atlanta, probably more than most ports, just because we have a direct flight every day from South Africa.
It all made an impression on Alan Jackson, traveling with his family to D.C.
It's amazing because a lot of these things we would buy, you know, we buy without any consideration of us, what's going on and where they come from.
Officials also unveiled the anti-wildlife trafficking campaign at the Los Angeles airport today. Molly Samuel, WABE News.